The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Seventy to eighty minutes. That's how long this episode is going to be. What's the timer, Siri? I don't know. Thought maybe she would respond.
Nope.
Fucking useless AI. I got fucking nothing. I'm about as prepared for this as Matt is.
We're playing. I thought this was the one that Jeff's leading.
isn't this out of the abyss?
You the DM now?
Not yet. Still got a vampire to kill.
Oh, they're boxing my pizza that won't be here for another hour. What the fuck? Why do they even have this tracking app? Break my heart.
So that when they come early, you get happy and surprised.
It's going to be another 50 minutes because that's how long it's going to sit on top of the warmer while it waits for the delivery boy to get back.
I will triple the tip if it comes here in a reasonable time.
Put that in notes for the delivery.
And I didn't. It's too late.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to have paid $2 to prioritize my pizza. Thank you for that, Papa John's.
Hey, it's no longer that Schrodinger's cat thing Lucas was talking about. We definitely know it was a good idea to put the $2
figured
on
that
there.
Out. Yeah.
No.
You open the box and smell the desiccation.
Schrodinger's cat would be like, there was a disgruntled Papa John's employee tonight, so before I open the pizza, the pubic hair is both on and not on my pizza. See? That would be
you both have and not have your pizza at the moment.
Well, I guess that's.
But you know it's boxed and sitting on a warmer where you can't have it for another 55 minutes or so.
No, it's boxing.
70-80 minutes, huh?
That's how long it's taken to get this intro out. Hey, everybody.
Don't pretend like this is the start.
This is the start.
This may be the start, but it is already started, folks. 55 damn minutes.
Let me start at the start and then take it away.
What's the timer on Siri?
My name is Simpson Bartholomew J.
Definitely the mic cannot pick you up from there.
Oh, I didn't know we were... Are we doing an intro now?
Yep.
Pretty
much how it usually goes.
Just waiting on that pizza delivery there.
We need both.
It's on its way!
Sorry.
It's going on a moped.
No, it's going to stop at the other people who paid two f***ing extra dollars his house first. You can drive right past here, deliver it this guy, and then go back to the other guy. Pay the $2, folks. Better ingredients, better pizza.
No, that's f***ing extortion. And it's not better ingredients.
You're the one who ordered the pizza. I think Papa John's is terrible.
I think it is,
unless
too.
You want to sponsor us.
And then they're great.
No, they're still terrible.
Off.
I'll just
Voice
lie.
Of America.
Let's not even go to talk about that.
All right.
What do you f***ers want to do?
Well, Jeff and I leveled up. So
Woo! That's
a thing that happened.
Yep.
We did it all fair. I didn't get a whole lot because it was an ability score thing for me. This is the wrong character.
Really, I would have picked a feat if I had lost.
I went through my feats and I didn't see one.
You should have followed your deal. Yep.
So the only thing that I got extra is fleet of foot, which I can now dash as a bonus action.
What are you talking about?
Yep. I just saying.
Follow what deal?
Yep.
No, not yep. Your friend Matt is asking a question.
You decided to let dark powers bring you back.
They didn't say they were dark.
No, I don't think that's not what did it. It was
that's
the superpower
the
he got
thing
out of there.
I've ever heard you say.
It was the superpower he got from the sarcophagi. That's what.
No.
Yes.
That's what ruined.
I lost
mine. That's what ruined his feet. His feet thing.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That's why
the
he didn't get the
sarcophagi. I lost my 30 hit points.
Yeah, but your deck's going down.
That's also shitty. Yes.
Yes.
But I'm saying I would have. The hit points is what I was concerned with.
The feet would have been useful now.
Whatever makes you happy. What do you guys want to do?
Are we in
I'm going to need you to describe the room again because I don't remember what the options are.
I need the exact ramifications of the deal that I agreed to.
I need to build a model.
For that, you can go back and listen to episode...
There was nothing in there where they said I had to eat people.
Right, because when you make deals with dark powers, they absolutely read the fine print to you. I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with, like, oh, I'm going to continue to examine death.
That I am.
And then I started eating things that were used to be living and were dying. And it was cool. And I got powers from it.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing it. Don't get mad at the dealer. You started the drug.
No, but think about it as a learning experience. If you keep reading the same book over and over again, you're not going to learn anything new.
And your teachers get mad at you.
You have to go on to the next step. And the next step.
I'm not following.
You started out with eating a wolf. That was great. You got something cool from it.
Oh. It progressed. Okay.
Yeah. You have to, in order to keep up the boon, you have to keep progressing your kills.
So what he's saying is you should have started with a mouse and moved up, because you backtracked to the mouse.
No. The mouse was an innocent that you loved.
That's true. So, this room, please.
Is 30 feet square, rising to a 20-foot tall flat ceiling. A stone brazier burns fiercely in the center of the room, but its tall white flame produces no heat. The rim of the brazier is covered with 7-cup indentation spaced evenly around the circumference. Within each indentation is a spherical stone, twice the diameter of a human eyeball, and made of a colored crystal. No two colored stones are the same color. Overhead, a wooden-framed hourglass, as tall and as wide as a dwarf, hangs 10 feet above the brazier, suspended from the ceiling by thick iron chains. All the sand stuck in the upper portion of the hourglass, seemingly unable to run down to the bottom. Written in the glowing script on the base of the hourglass, verse comp, 2 9-foot-tall iron statues of knights on horseback, posed, chains with arms drawn, stand in deep, face-covered, facing each other. The brazier sits between them.
Micro machines!
And speeding!
I just need to know where else we can go from this room.
There are.
Sorry, it's the liar-liar thing, right? That's what I was chuckling about the whole time.
Turns into land speeding.
I was just like, oh, it's going to be fine. I'll read them the description. Because every other description in this f***ing game is like 2 sentences long. And that one in particular is 2 paragraphs.
It's an important room.
And it still doesn't tell us what doors there are.
No.
There were three, weren't there?
There are 3 lights.
There are 4 lights!
There are 3 doors. Left, middle, and center.
Do any of them look any different? They all look the same.
They all look like doors. They all have hinges. And
no one doesn't say Strahd's bathroom.
Yeah, this way to the vampire, please.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Devin
is that one, please.
Devin is saying, come on, and going through the middle door. Let's go.
It's gonna go straight through. Always go left, bro.
I'm going through the middle. Because he expects us to go through the left.
I think it's whatever's written in the book, but sure.
That was the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Everybody gets one.
At this point, he is rationalizing a decision, which is better than what we've done for the last hour.
Or 3 years.
Well, that's a depressing feeling. Right? Thanks for that.
Yep.
I had to think about my life choices, Lucas.
You should have thought of that 3 years ago.
I'm thinking about it now.
Paramount to that, is inviting Lucas.
It's also true.
Which we must blame Matt for.
So. I didn't invite him.
You gave me a ride.
Yeah, I didn't mean I invited you.
You cool. Are Lucas's bear to entry to this group. Fact.
Cody invited the three of you. Cody made the group up. I'm sorry.
Don't you lie.
F*** you. F*** you. I had 3-way cooler people involved.
Wow.
Well, this is our final session ever, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been fun.
Starting after this, Jeff will form a new group with different people, I guess.
You can find that on Jeff's show is better.
Jeff will run the next campaign.
I'm
not old Jeff.
If anybody out there has a soundboard and equipment that we can record with, let's do it.
Like, see, I got no problem keeping going. The door creaks open to reveal a stone staircase between rough masonry walls. There's little dust on the steps, but light fog tumbles down the steps from above.
Stairs only go down? No ups?
No, I just said that they go up.
I missed that.
There is little dust on the steps, but light fog tumbles down the steps from above.
We're also in like probably the lowest part of the castle.
Not if those stairs go down.
Jesus.
We're in standing water. How would
that kill everybody? Down. Game over.
No, we climbed up a ten foot platform into this room. The standing water is down below.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry. True. Presumably, in Luke's defense, a set of stairs could, in theory, go 10 feet down somewhere.
See?
But that's it.
Perhaps the 10 feet there.
How
the
dare you give credit to this argument?
Unless, unless the room description says they go up.
They go up or do they go down?
Stairs got to go up or down. We don't know.
Damn it. In this episode, we realized that we don't understand Schrodinger's cat.
I'm going up the stairs.
Does it have a tail, Matt, if it's skeletal?
It both is and is not skeletal.
I follow Jeff up the stairs.
Okay, if you would, in case any of you all also forgot, there's a fifth member to your party.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got him. Who is it?
Kazmir.
That's why I said that.
There's a sixth. Rusty. Hello.
Nope, I sent him to Valaki.
Yeah.
With the girl.
Oh, you did. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot that. I thought you just sent the girl by herself.
It was Edward Ulrich, too.
Cool.
Huh? Who's Edward Ulrich?
From Full Metal Alchemist, the suit of armor.
Oh. This one's name is Rusty.
So we're going up the stairs.
God. Yep.
As you enter...
Three cooler people.
As you enter... I just can't even. I'll be so happy when they're your group, Jeff. As you head up these stairs, they don't go very far. Maybe 10, 15 feet of a rise at most. Maybe not quite. Who's in the lead?
I was.
Devin.
Yes, Matt.
Rising steps, do they go up?
Sorry.
This is in fact an M.C. Escher painting, so you're actually going sideways.
Go ahead and do your bit from Family Guy. Go ahead, because you're already going to do it.
Oh no, did they hit crazy stairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank God that's over. As you go up, you actually hear...
I can just make a Lucas sound. We don't even need him here anymore.
That probably is actually
the
true.
The problem is like...
I'm going to knock an arrow and draw my bow.
Quotes from other people. I didn't hear what you said. You guys talking? I didn't hear it.
You get
all
that one. I don't know if we can do this, guys. And then him doing bad math.
Three. Just give me my f-ing keys. I'm gonna die anyway.
Oh.
Anyway, so the one productive person in this group, Kazmir, as you are heading up these steps, you actually see him. He touches the walls because the walls have changed here. It's no longer the smooth stone that's been set. This room appears to have been carved into the pillar stone of Ravenloft itself, if that makes sense. So it's more, not quite cave-ish, but...
Rough-hewn stone.
It's rough-hewn stone now. And he actually puts his hand on the wall and is like, yes, it's this way. She's this way. And when you get to the top, you realize that it's a short turn to your right, and it's a... straight bore tunnel, it looks like, heading forward into the darkness.
You want to throw light on something so we can all see?
Sure. I'll put it on your spear.
Okay. Making it the glow stick of destiny.
Yep.
So are you in front of, are you in front of the guiding light, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay.
You have detect trap spell?
Yeah,
Should we use that? I mean, we could just look for traps, but...
If we burn up all of Kazmir's spells, and he is of no use, I could then eat him, so...
Yeah, but he's not someone you care about.
We'll see.
This tunnel is cut into the pillar stone of Ravenloft itself. Its surface is slick, and its ceiling is barely 6 feet high, so obviously you're crouching. A lingering fog limits visibility to a few feet. So even once you light that up, I mean, it's... rave in there. I mean, it's the fog is very, very thick. It's very hard to see through. But it appears to just move forward. Jeff, do you have stone cunning?
I do.
Would you like to make a roll?
Sure.
In comparison to everything else you've seen...
Wow!
Double one!
Okay.
This is just the best stonework ever.
These are pretty wild.
I was like, any characters who have a knowledge of stone cunning will pick this up. Well, clearly you don't because you rolled two
ones. Oh no, you didn't say I didn't have to roll.
I know, I wanted to see your roll first. I thought it would be fun thematic because people expect us to roll dice instead of just yare each other like jackasses.
Clearly they've never heard our show.
I know, right?
What's a year?
So what?
What'd you say?
I said yammer at each other.
Yammer, sorry.
So that's a 9.
Okay.
I heard the same thing.
you notice that this, to everyone else, it feels just dank and dark and cave-like, but to the dwarf who understands stone cutting a little bit more, the cut of this area is newer. It's not... If you look at the stone that laid Ravenloft, those stones are older than this passageway. This passageway
Has been cut since the creation of the castle.
Yes.
Okay.
And you would say probably, it's hard for you to tell, but you would say probably several hundred years later, give or take.
Because this castle was here before Strahd came.
You would know that from the tome, yes.
Okay.
So this is definitely new. This is not part of the original castle's construction. You walk for a while. I don't know how quickly you're moving.
Probably treading carefully, trying to keep an eye out for traps, things like that.
What's your passive perception?
16.
What's your passive perception, Matt?
11.
Mine's 17.
So what you're saying is...
So you don't notice what my passive perception is.
So what you're saying is you have a passive perception of 17.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes, I do.
Davin has to suddenly stop abruptly... And kind of, I don't know if you raise up, well, depends on which hand, raise a fist in to tell them to stop.
I do want, I raise one hand and realize, oh, wait a minute, switch to the other.
Exactly. Because you basically run flat into a wall. It just seems sort of solid in front of you.
Okay.
Like
a wall that's supposed to be there or a wall that... Like,
roll perception, and Pither, since you're right behind him, you can roll perception as well. The rest of you, there's kind of too many people blocking.
Hey, what's going on up there?
Wavy
27.
Stuff.
Minus 20 from that.
Okay. so 7?
He's good.
Pither, you just see that it's a solid wall. Like, it looks like a trap, it's a dead end. Your instinct is to whip around and look for the rolling ball that's come to crush you all or whatever. Davin, you actually see seams around the wall. It's almost as if something is setting in front of the wall.
Okay.
What's going on, man?
I'm not sure. This looks like a door that's not particularly visible.
Oh, you want me to use that wand?
I don't know. Is it a secret door, or is it something I could figure out?
No, you think it's... you think that it's literally like... If I took a piece of plywood and just laid it over a hallway, that's what you're seeing. You're in the hallway and you're seeing the seams around the edges as if something is just laying there. Something is pressed up against... There's no doorway. There's no meeting. It's just as if something is pushed against the hallway.
Okay, is this something that we can move?
Strength check.
15.
So Davin puts one handed stump up. I assume you put your...
Put some ass into it.
Yeah. You push a little bit, and when you push, whatever it is, it's solid and it's heavy, but you're able to push it out maybe 2 inches, and you kind of get a rush of air from the passageway beyond. And there's enough room now that you could almost scoot your fingers in and start to slide it. I assume that Pither can probably lean over the top of you and put a hand in as well.
Yeah, it'll help.
You don't need to roll, but...
Is the air fetid?
Yes.
Okay.
It is an unpleasant smelling air.
Unpleasant like rot or unpleasant like it's stale. Been stale?
Yes.
Okay.
But you actually, you know, you're pulling with one hand and Pither leans over and you're both able to slide this. And Pither, you've got big hands and you can't quite feel all the way around. You can grip and slide this stone. But it's basically like a stone block has been placed in front of this and you slide it over and out of your way. And you're confronted immediately by more fog, but a massive stone structure.
Does this fog feel preternatural? Or does it just feel misty?
It feels Bela Lugosi thematic.
Okay. That's an excellent answer.
Thank you. Everything, you now have walked into a very well-sculpted room. I'll read the description first. Buried beneath the Keep of Ravenloft lies this ancient structure with arched ceilings supported by wide, hollow columns. Cobwebs hang limp in the musty air. A thick fog clings to the floor, which is covered in putrid waste. The black ceiling is moving. I'll do my best to describe this. Because the structure that you're in is, I would call it very gothic. You've stepped into sort of columns and archways, and it, you know, you've got light or whatever, so you can kind of see. But the ceiling is rippled with movement. As you look down, the floor is covered in bat shit. But it's like you've got these sort of archways in between these massive pillars that look to be like 10 by 10, 12 by 12. But you can't, you get the sense that you're sort of like, where the f*** is that? Sort of like in New Orleans, in the old cemeteries, you know, you got these massive mausoleums that are just sort of sporadic around, and they always have the movie scene where people are running in between and they can't see where each other are and they can't see what's going on. Like, you can only see a few feet into the room because there's a massive f***ing pillar in front of you with these beautiful gothic archways above it. It almost looks like you could, you know, climb along them or whatever, but the room just seems to go. You get the sense that it's massive. And it looks really, really cool. And Casimir from in the middle of the group starts, I assume he's in the middle, yeah? He starts, I don't know if either one of you have actually stepped out yet, but he starts pushing on Pither. She's there. She's there. We're almost there. She's right around the corner. I can feel it. Go, 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 go. Move, move, move. And he starts trying to push around the two of you.
Okay.
I will step out of the way.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with him.
Yep.
He takes off running to the right and moves as if he knows exactly where he's going. He takes off laterally to the right and just begins running. You'll actually have to move to keep up because he's going to disappear into the fog because he's running away from you.
I'm keeping up with him.
Everybody else?
Yeah, no, we're all following. We're sticking together.
I'm not getting left behind. And
passive perception 17.
Yes, sir. I can't see in the dark. We got a spear that my most likely has.
Perception 16.
14.
And Matt's at the bottom with 11.
What's Casimir?
Doesn't matter. He's an NPC. Not going to give him any information.
23.
Lower than yours.
Lucas, to Unda, this room, it automatically obviously feels creepy. There's something weird about the pillars that you're running by, but you don't quite pick up on what. Something about their structure doesn't quite make sense. You can see in the dark, right, Pither? You can't see in the dark?
So you just get a light.
But you got a light. Mm-hmm. You actually realize as you're running past these pillars.
Can you see them with the fog?
Yeah. The fog is only maybe...
like waist-ish?
Not even quite that high. Okay. Maybe, you know, what do I say? Knee or lower.
Thematically.
Yes. Thematically appropriate amount of fog. It gusts up at good times.
Appropriately high enough so that it can grab you in the dark.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Don't drop your car keys in your car.
Shit, where do they go? As you're running along, maybe it's the reflection of the light from the spear, but you realize as you run past one of these 10 by 10 beautifully decorated columns, there are nameplates on them.
I would stop to read.
So you're going to stop to read?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you keep running?
Yeah.
So you're behind him, it looks like. No, Matt's behind him. So he's stopping to look at something. I should stop saying he. So Pither is taking off. It's been a long week. Pither is stopping. Davin is taking off and continuing. What would you like to do?
I will continue with Davin.
Okay, so you push past.
I'll stop. What is Pither?
And you realize that it's what you moved. There's a very similar covering over this 10 by 10 pillar. And the one that you pass immediately on your right as you take out from the tunnel into here says, well, it actually says nothing. It's blank.
It's a blank nameplate.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll go to the next pillar.
Which way you want to move? There are a lot of pillars.
Oh.
I'm going to keep going the same direction as them. Yeah.
Following the group, down the group, but just going to the next pillar.
Okay, so you kind of move a little bit more to the right. For directional sake, you're moving to the south. So you move a little farther south, and you run into another nameplate. And that is that one. Davin, you suddenly get out from in between these intermixed pillars that aren't lined up evenly, and you appear in sort of a broad aisleway, maybe 20, 25, 30 feet wide to the east. So kind of sort of off to your left, that it goes into a large open sort of portal that's 20, 30 feet wide. And you have dark vision, yeah? It looks like it descends. farther than you can see, so you can't tell in the dark. But as you kind of look at this hallway, you kind of turn back to your, you know, back to your right. So you're back the other direction. There's a spiral staircase that leads up.
Okay.
So you kind of have reached, you don't know if this is the middle of the room. It's clearly not the end of the room, but you've sort of got this center hallway with stairs going up, sort of a grand looking stair going down. And then there are more pillars dotted on the other side.
Okay. So we came in from the hallway. We turned a sharp right and followed a wall. Right?
He was kind of running in between the pillars.
Running in between the pillars.
You didn't exactly follow the wall.
So we came in at an angle.
Yes.
We hit a big open space.
That is running laterally. What would that be? East and west.
Right. We were heading generally south.
Correct.
Okay. East, west, right? I can't figure out.
You came generally from the northwest, if that helps.
Okay. So yeah. Descending stairs this way?
Descending stairs to the east, yes.
Spiral stairs up to the west.
Straight to the west.
Right.
Not back to the northwest where you came from.
Right.
And at the
end of the big open space.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Is
he turning into the big open space?
He actually is running along the pillars. Because obviously you've got this space and you've got the pillars on each side. He's run over to one and he starts smacking on the stone. He's going, she's here, she's here, she's right here, she's right here. Let's see. You see on this one, as you hold up the light, Pither Nunda can read King Katsuki, Katsuki the Bright, ruler, inventor, and self-proclaimed time traveler.
I just kind of look up at Pither like, ring a bell?
Not at all.
We should keep moving.
Matt, would you like to do anything in particular?
I'm Davin right now, so I'm just...
You're standing in that big open hallway.
Yeah.
Aisleway, I guess, is the better way to describe it. It's like, hey, you know, you get those two major aisleways in a department church. Store or something.
Yeah.
Church would work as well. That you could clearly tell you're in a main aisleway with other little bizarre aisleways here and there.
Right.
But nothing lines up perfectly. You can't see those guys. You suddenly turn around and it's you and Casimir and the monk.
Couldn't even see the faint light from the spear?
No, I'm sure you could see the light. But what I'm saying is that a moment ago, you guys were all running in a pack.
Right,
and then
right.
Turn around and stop and go, there's two of us that aren't here.
Also, can I get closer?
I'll holler. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, can I, how close am I to Casimir?
I mean, 30, 40 feet. I mean, you guys are all fairly close together.
Can I jaunt over and look at the nameplate?
Sure.
And I'm going to holler back at Pither.
So you hear a holler.
I ain't no holler back girl.
The nameplate, Matt, says Petrina Velikovna, bride.
Was that the sister's name?
I don't know if I ever got the sister's name.
I don't even know what this guy's last name
is. And Casimir's going, yes. He's like, yes, she's right beyond this. And he's not a particularly strong dude. He starts looking at you, Matt, and here, help me. And he's trying to slide the slab out from in front of the pillar.
Let's hold up a minute until everybody gets here.
What is his strength, by the way, Jeff? I'm curious if he can move it on his own.
NPC. Didn't give him the stats.
He has a minus one modifier.
Matt.
We'll try anyway.
Okay.
Let's get those out of the way.
So he got a 19.
He got a 19. He rolled a nat 20.
Wow.
Let's get those out of the way now. When we fight later.
What were you doing, Davin? Standing a short way away, or were you...
He hollered at us.
I'm trying to make sure that they're okay.
What are you guys doing as you're examining the...
Well, after not recognizing the name, I would jog and maybe skip a couple and go to the next pillar. Just maybe like walking by and just like seeing if I recognize the name. Just
read them as we continue back towards there without actually completely stopping.
You get the sense that these nameplates are not... Nothing is lined up easily. If that makes sense. So, like, one of them was... You just happened to catch that one because you ran by it. Because the other one that you had to look at, you had to kind of walk around two sides of the pillar to actually find it. But give me a second.
Can I...
I said, this is very sort of hodgepodge-y feeling.
Can I do my radar while we're doing this?
Sure. How long does that take you to do?
A minute.
Cool.
Will it take us a minute probably to walk up to get to them? To get
you
to the rest
to
of the group?
Still.
It doesn't say, it just says concentration for up to a minute.
Okay. Matt, you see Casimir slide that stone away.
Casimir, what was your sister's name?
He doesn't answer. He is exerted in pushing this open.
With a nat 20, he's not that f***ing exerted.
He's still exerted at a minus one. It's not easy to move those stones.
Clearly, it's fine.
I don't think your last name was something Barovian.
I need both Casimir and the monk to make me constitution saving throws.
Niner.
Can you make me Casimir's, please? Because that may change exactly what I do.
Should I use my inspiration?
I mean, probably not a bad idea.
With that level of laugh. Yeah, I'm going to do
Constitution saving throws are usually bad.
I just said I'm doing that, so. Rerolling.
Casimir rolled a one.
Oh, f*** beans.
Excellent.
I rolled a one.
This just got better. This is the final session.
Jeff.
It's the final session.
For Matt, apparently.
He'll come back even more undead.
Over or under? You might be out of the reach.
Undeaderer.
I just want to see if I need one from you.
Is it like Dumb and Dumberer?
It's 30 feet out of the range. That's the approximate...
Go under.
Approximate space you gave him.
I'll say it's under. Right, but he's at the range. If he takes... Like, if I were to draw it on the map, he takes two steps one way, he's in. He takes two steps the other way, he's out.
That's fair.
You both... You all... Three of you, Matt, the monk, not included, hear screaming. Not quite screaming, not quite keening. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
But more like a whale. Yeah, like a whale.
Like a blue whale.
Beluga.
Narwhal.
No, like a f***ing banshee.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm not familiar with that whale.
Pither, I assume you turn around. As you hear it, you see both Casimir and the monk hit the deck and disappear into the fog.
And at the same time, my radar pings what?
Well, it hasn't been a minute yet, but...
I was hoping it would all thematically line up.
No, because...
No, because you ain't going to concentrate now.
And I guess I'll read the description to you, because the other two are completely... Matt, you're at 0 hit points. I really was hoping you were in range, Jeff, and would roll a 1-2. Davin sees... From the darkness comes a horrifying visage, a spectral elf maiden twisted by the horror of her undead existence. She walks, she wails, and the very sound claws at your soul. How about some initiative for the people who are conscious?
Bitch. So, do I get to use my little orc power to come back to one?
I'd have to look at it, but I would assume so, yes.
Just drop.
It drops you immediately to zero, but I think you're orcish...
I think yours relies on damage being dealt.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a damage thing or if it's a melee thing. You'd have to look. I don't know.
No, when you are reduced to 0 hit points but not killed.
Okay. So, yes. Go ahead and roll me an initiative, Matt, because that's when you'll go back to 1 hit point.
18. On the old 18. Dish.
Monk is 18. I'm going to assume Davin is less.
Yes. I don't know. What's your dex at now?
16.
Barely.
You said 8?
Yeah.
So Unda is an 8.
12.
And 12 for Pither. And this whale rattles your very f***ing souls. I mean, like, you hurt. You didn't... Nothing happened to you, but you hurt from it because... Well, basically, if you fail the saving throw, you get dropped immediately to 0 hit points. So it's an unpleasant experience, I'm sure. Matt.
Yeah.
Your eyes open. There's a spectral form floating basically beside you. You just sort of come to and you're like, why am I laying on the ground?
Has it realized? I would imagine that years of, you know, monking and combating.
Monking. Years of monking?
I know not to awaken with a start of like, you know, like I probably just open my eyes. Is her attention upon me?
You have a higher dex. You have a higher initiative. So... By default, I would assume that she does not see you as a combatant. No.
You're also under some fog, which may help.
May.
It's thematically appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to let her pass me.
Not a bad idea.
I also need you to make a wisdom saving throw at the start of your turn.
Which is now. Yep, sure is.
15.
You don't run away screaming, which is good.
Yay. So I'm going to play dead, take the whatever dodge action if it comes at me.
You're immune to fear, aren't you?
Not yet.
No? Okay. I thought that was stillness of mind.
Speaking of saving throws, Davin.
Yes.
Wisdom saving throw, please. I'm sure it's going to be super hard for you, but you could always roll a one.
F*** you, Cody.
You goddamn one. The fist is going on here.
Use it.
The hell of a day to quit sniffing glue.
Maybe use a different die.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use a different die.
Oh, I 100%. You burn all those inspirations on a banshee. That's fine.
Oh, okay. No, I can. If I am under the frightened condition, I can wipe it away.
No, screw it.
You are frightened, so you must
move at least 30 feet away from it, which I am.
Okay. So you all hear your holy man of holy smiting go,
oh,
and begin running. Which direction do you run?
I don't run. I'm 30 feet away.
Fair enough.
I just can't get any closer to
Pither.
Hey, I still get a turn,
don't I? What do you want your action to be? You are afraid. You are afraid. You're pinning your armor.
Okay, let me look up and see what frightened does.
I will double move towards the sound of all the yells.
How far away are we?
I was going to take a look roughly.
Okay, frightened is it's turning that's 30 feet. Frightened, you just can't move any closer.
Okay.
And you have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of the fear is within line of sight.
For how long?
So long as I'm frightened.
Yeah. To get up to the point where Matt has collapsed, it is 40 feet. You don't have line of sight. You're going to have to move to get line of sight, but it's 40 feet away. You kind of have to jog around one of the pillars.
Okay. I would move. I mean, I have a movement of 40 feet, so I would move as far as to get next to Davin.
Make me that same saving throw to see if you're frightened. As you turn and you see this sort of hellish elven form.
12.
You are also scared.
Awesome. You don't have anything against frightened? Nope, maybe not.
So yes, you can move over next to Davin if that's what you'd like to do, but you are under the frightened condition with her as well. Troy.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to do at the moment?
So I just can't move closer.
You can't move towards her.
Can throw a javelin at her.
You can, but I think it's a disadvantage. Is that what you just said, Jeff? I was reading the book.
So long as she is within line of sight.
Well, that's a one, so...
What the
Everybody.
F- so...
I'm next.
Troy... Pither comes running around the corner, and I like this visual. Like, you come running around the corner, and you don't see the banshee immediately. You're like, I gotta get to Davin! I gotta help! You turn and go, oh, f***! As you throw this javelin you've drawn it.
Does your
smashes into the wall.
I'm sorry for possibly retconning. Your evasion thing has nothing to do with that?
Evasion to
that
what?
Thing?
That's no, only that's... dex saves.
Okay, I wasn't sure what it was for.
It's area effects.
Gotcha.
My evasion.
Lucas.
Yeah.
You've now heard several of your party members scream they run around the pillar.
I'll hold an arrow like this until I can walk forward if I don't.
Well, can I see her eventually? At the where you're standing in front of the pillar, no. You're going to have to come around the
okay.
pillar.
Okay. So as soon as she's in sight, I'll try to shoot her.
Well, you got
to
make that roll save. First.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Literally the highest roll from the players of the night. Good job.
Yep. And you made it. Fire away.
So it's 13 is the threshold.
I mean, there's no armor. It's a ghost.
No. That was to not be frightened.
Oh.
Oof. There's a 16 hit.
It does.
I rolled a 12. You rolled a 13. Good job.
I'm assuming she's undead.
Yes, banshees are in fact undead.
Yeah, yeah. One of the pillars. It's,
13 damage.
Okay.
And I will fire again for a natural 20.
This is 21.
Yeah.
It's helping.
27, 28, 29, 30, 31 damage.
Okay. You had an extra 10?
I have 6 plus 4. Yes. Favorite enemy.
Plus one bow, plus five dex.
Yeah, I'm just... Anytime he says math that sounds a little unreasonable, I just want to double check. Like,
nope.
2 seconds.
don't worry, I'm double checking too.
It's fair.
Hey, I think you got 2 plus 1s for these guys.
For those of us on the audio podcast, man, I just flipped this off.
Nobody makes fun of Lucas but me, you got it?
Yeah.
No, we all make fun of Lucas.
You get your own bitch.
I'm sorry.
the banshee, you know, arrow, it kind of goes through, and it sort of, she turns her head up and wails at you again, and the next one just is, like, right through the center of her face, for lack of a better term, and the big glowing impressiveness that she had fades significantly. She screams and looks like she's gonna go for you, but she sees something really tasty laying on the ground right in front of her.
Well, I was playing dead.
Was I able to do a bonus action?
Do a bonus. Goddamn. Finish your action.
So everybody just started talking.
Yeah, because I figured two attacks was enough for you.
Well, I thought you were describing how she died. You just kept going. No. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No. I was going to hit Matt for advantage while he's laying there with one hit point because it seemed like it was a good idea.
I was going to entangle the bitch, but I didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, that's fine. You can entangle her. She's still going to hit Matt.
Well, she'll have disadvantage to attack.
It's a myth.
No, she won't. She already had advantage, so.
DC 16 strength. Restrained. We looked at that, right? You can still attack as restrained. It's just disadvantage. Is that right?
He's forgotten something, but it's fine. She rolls a 2 on her check.
Then she is restrained.
Okay. So we'll go back to the thing where she looks down at Matt, right?
At the top of her turn is 1d6 of damage. You're correct. One.
So the ghost thing walks through the restrained thing because she's completely immune to it.
No, I didn't realize she was completely spectral. It's fair.
And then I'll take my advantage hit that I wanted on Matt, during which I roll a 20.
Sorry, I didn't study the monster manual to understand every undead creature.
No, it's just...
Ghosts go through stuff.
I didn't realize it was a ghost.
Now, I did say I was, like, ready to dodge, right? Like, that was a thing?
You took the dodge action.
No. Did I?
You said you did.
Said.
Okay.
Okay, which does what?
I don't know.
It gives her disadvantage to hit.
So he rolled twice, so he should only roll once. So I call for a do-over.
I'll remember that.
I don't f*** care. Game's almost over. Let's go.
Kira, my character's almost dead.
Okay, go ahead, Matt. It's your turn.
What'd she hit? Did she hit?
No. It's your turn.
Well, I don't like this now.
Yeah, I know.
I broke your toy.
You should get the out of there is what
yeah,
you
because
do.
The only toy that I have in the f***ing catacombs of Ravenloft is the first banshee you walked into. Boo-hoo, you broke my G.I. Joe. Let me get my, what's that, giant 40 caliber Nerf gun somewhere? Where's Strahd at? He's around here somewhere, right? Here. There we go. Go ahead, man. It's your turn.
Well, I'll just punch her 4 times or whatever. 3 times.
While laying on the ground?
No, I will. Yeah, I'll go ahead and just stand up and punch her.
Go ahead.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Punch her 3 times. Am I doing that?
You should probably roll a die first, but yes. You can definitely attempt it.
Flame on. Key impaired strikes. Does a 23 hit the bitch?
It does.
Excellent. That would be 7 magical damage.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit the bitch?
It does.
That'll be another 10 magical damage. Crit fail. Missed.
Well, the crit fail missed because with a wail, she explodes into nothingness.
Excellent.
You've killed a banshee.
Yay. That gives me...
The look on Jeff's face is priceless.
9, 10 pit points, which I desperately need.
There's some experience points in there.
Why does Jeff look annoyed? Sidebar.
I would like to know why Jeff looks annoyed while I calculate this.
Hey, you're not frightened anymore.
Yeah, she disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
What, do you want to heal her?
No, I didn't.
F*** him. I guess he's dead now. Let me eat him.
220 experience points apiece for those who care. I thought Lucas was going to kill it in one shot. I was going to give him all the XP. So there you go. Casimir is laying in the fog. The tomb is open.
So seriously, why do you look weird, Jeffrey?
Casimir's going to be mad and attack us. If we just leave him there, we can just leave him there.
He's been unconscious. He doesn't know what the f*** happened.
Yeah. Oh, your sister went to heaven when you opened the lid. Sorry. Sorry about you. She passed on to the next realm.
The monk knows. He knows stuff about death.
Yeah, yeah. We got a book about that.
It's around here somewhere. Is there anything inside that tube that she came out of?
It's a tomb. Not a tube.
But it's a tube because it's a column.
It's 10 by 10. That's the size of this f***ing room.
So? Well, I guess it could still be a tube if it was cylindrical. Right?
Which a square is in fact not cylindrical.
I don't know. I don't remember you saying it was square.
Didn't say it was square.
You said columns.
I said 10 by 10.
Okay.
Did you take any math classes? You don't talk about it. Anyway.
No.
Do you look in the room? Do you look in the tube?
Yes.
Well, you can't see because it's dark in there. Anyone else want to look in the tube? Unless you light a f***ing torch, you blind son of a bitch. You're in a f***ing crypt.
Pither, stick your spear in this tube.
Eat a dick.
Devin's gonna look in the damn tube.
Oh, you guys are dumb. This isn't a tube.
In the center of the crypt, a skeleton draped in rags lies atop a marble slab surrounded by thousands of coins.
Treasure bath.
I love looking at Jeff after I read every description because his mind is reeling about how this is a trap.
Yeah. No, he's just listening to the DuckTales theme song in his head now.
Woo!
Treasure bath.
And when I mean thousands, I do mean thousands. Lots and lots and lots of piled money.
Like what color?
There's silver, gold, electrum, copper, platinum.
Really? Okay.
Check with Jeffs.
Hey, guys. I suppose anybody's got any potions or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
You got hit die. Do you want to take an hour?
Yeah, I know.
Devin's going to...
Use a spell? Yes, please.
Don't do that.
Oh, I tell him I have a potion, and I hand it to him.
What is it? I pour it into the magic ewer first. And then drink it. Oh, lovely wine.
We do need to get the mechanics of this. Are you handing him a potion, or are you drinking said potion?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. Said laughter.
We never established what that was, did we?
No.
Never.
It's a happy drink.
Well, thank you, but I meant healing. Anybody have any potions of healing?
No.
Okay.
They say laughter makes the best medicine, Matt.
I think we should all take, can I take a little nap here next to the money bin where the Beagle Boys come to get me?
Gavin's gonna burn a channel divinity.
Why?
Because he can heal two people with the, for the price of one?
Yeah.
Okay.
How and because I want to
heal by, that's the thing.
Huh?
How much half? Do you heal?
You're using that one?
No, it doesn't automatically do half. It
up to half.
I can do 20 points apiece. I can do a total of 40 points.
Nice. Very nice. So. Now I got damn DuckTales stuck in my head. Thanks, man.
Woo! So you're back up to 21, I guess.
What am I at?
21.
21 with 9 temp.
Yeah, I gave you 20. You were at 1, so...
How much did you give Casimir?
And Casimir comes up to 20?
Yep.
You see him
at 30, 10. No,
you okay. See him get up and he's kind of woozy a little bit. Well, where is she? I thought I saw her for a moment.
Isn't that her laying there?
And he turns around and he runs through the coins to the remains.
Yeah.
And you see him put his hands on the body.
Was it just bones, though?
Yeah, no, it's bones covered in rags. And he puts his hands on the body, and as he, you see him begin to shake and just kind of violently tremor. Almost, I mean, like having a seizure, basically. But it seems like, or being electrified as his hands are touching the body. And who's seen Hellraiser?
Yeah.
You know, when, you know how that in Hellraiser, they start regrowing from, like, the bones outward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you start seeing, like, flesh and bone starts, you know, becoming normal again, and flesh starts wrapping over the folds, and eyes start popping up, and skin and hair begins to regrow, and you see him just keep seizing, and he starts to scream.
Does he look like he's diminishing at all in this process?
No.
Like, does he look like a Nazi on Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No. Okay. He hasn't looked well since the Amber Temple.
Close your eyes!
And he doesn't look well now. But you see him, he's sort of... And his hands come away. And his hands come away. The eyes open. And you see this beautiful elven woman that looks very similar to Casimir just sort of sit up. And in fact, for those of you who were conscious for it, Matt saw from the underside, it looks remarkably like the Banshee that you just fought a few minutes ago.
That's fair.
Okay.
Sweet. New party member.
Yep.
He,
what kind of spells you got?
Did you not say anything to him about us killing you?
Hello.
Hi.
What did the nameplate say again? You kind of went through it.
Petrina, I hear.
Petrina.
Yes, brother, she says, looking down at him. He's like, I heard your voice. I came to save you. Yes, it seemed only fitting you do so, since you and the rest of our brethren stoned me to death. And he kind of just, it's a wash of emotion for him at the moment. I mean, he's a complete train wreck. The rest of you clearly escorted him here. Thank you for reviving me.
That was all his doing.
We didn't know about the stoning.
Or no, that we were locked in a money pit.
We did know about that.
Stoning.
Oh.
I don't remember the story being that he did it. I thought
yeah,
it was that
they didn't want her to become a bride.
Because I called her on it. Or him on it.
I vaguely recall that conversation. Sorry. Never mind. I vaguely recall the conversation about the stoning.
and she sort of, you know, kind of shifts the rags around to kind of cover herself up a little bit.
Do I have any extra clothes?
I don't know, do you?
Like I got clothes winter clothes. I can give her something. Yeah. I can give her like my winter jacket or something.
She takes it from you. Thank you.
Just nod.
Okay, Casimir, are you going to stay with us?
I don't know. And he just kind of...
I have a question for you. Can you do that again?
I don't know.
No? Just curious.
You just want to start breaking open crypts?
No.
Freaking banshees? Okay.
If the person that I'm thinking of is down here, I think it would be a total mind f*** for Strahd if he showed back up.
His brother?
Yup.
You see, she kind of...
But his soul isn't trapped here because he pulled that chick into the nether.
I don't know.
Soul, but there's still a body.
Maybe. With very little modesty, she stands up and or takes the clothes on and just dresses fully in front of all five of you.
Hello.
Brother, you haven't happened to find my spell book, have you? He's like, no. Pity. It'd be excellent to help you all kill Strahd.
Where would your spell book be?
I'm not sure. She starts kicking around the coins a little bit.
We found. Sorry, out of game. We found one in a box.
You did find a spell book in a box. That is correct.
Let's assume that that's it.
I have two.
You've got it in your hand, in your bag.
Uh-huh.
And he would do with it as hypnosis.
Sorry, I just realized that might be one of this. Back in game.
Yes, it would be nice to prepare a few things. If we had the time. She begins moving some money around. I would expect the bastard would leave it here, but perhaps not. So who are you?
I'm assuming friends. I'm Davin.
Well met, dwarf.
I am Unda.
I'm the monk. I'm from a different dimension.
He's also dead. Or not.
I kind of died.
You're also both covered in black fur still.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a half-orc. I just, there was an incident.
Half-orc,
half-much.
Half-orc, half-wookie.
Said it out loud. My name's Colossus. These guys call me Pither.
Quite. Charmed, I'm sure. She begins poking around. Here it is. And she moves up some of the massive pile of coins, and you find a massive, thick, thick spell book.
That is excellent that you found that. How long have you been dead?
She turns and looks at her brother, who just kind of emotionally collapses again. They give me a little bit. She starts flipping through the pages. A lot of pages.
If I don't, you know, use something every day, I forget where I put it, for Christ's sake. 500 years.
Oh, I was long since dead by the time I came here. I assume Strahd demanded for my body, yes? And he sort of nods. He would. Sentimental old fool. She flips through the pages.
So,
I really like you. Would you like a ration? Are you hungry?
Food would be lovely, actually.
Yeah, let me get a little fire going. I'll whip something up here. A little camp ration-y. Biscuits or something.
You realize
give her some wine.
Yeah, okay.
Wine and diner.
So, how do you hook up with Strahd?
With the genitals, of course.
Damn it, Matt. Jesus.
What did you expect?
I know.
You said hook up.
Ow.
Duh.
How does that relationship make good sense? I mean, it seems like you have some idea of what he is.
Of course.
Perhaps it's best wise not to anger the woman with the spell book.
This one's smart. No, you're a priest, right?
Yes.
Although I don't quite think you got it hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you quite know what that is, but that's fine. Regardless of that, whoever taught you before you came here, you were taught by someone older and wiser and more experienced, right?
Yes.
Same thing. If you're going to learn from someone, you got to learn from someone who knows more than you, right?
Right.
Is that enough of an answer for you, Dwarf?
No, it makes sense.
I thought so.
Here's your lunch.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Charmed, furry man.
Tells me something about the character of the student, too.
If you say so.
Instead of a Dark Lord, they should have a Dark Queen instead!
Have you ever...
I met this guy named Xanathar. You may get along with him, too.
Funny, funny, funny. Have you been upstairs?
Some.
Saw the library?
Yeah.
How many of them?
I saw the study.
There's more knowledge hidden in this place. Strahd's forgotten more than probably all of us know together. Not all of it is about, well, you know. He is quite a competent, what do I say? Arcanist, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
She's definitely referring to it in arty terms and not sort of concrete terms.
Okay.
It'll take me a minute if you all want to run along, but I'll be here.
Okay.
Unless there's anything in particular I could do for you.
What is with the money?
Don't know. I was dead when I came in here.
Is it supposed to be your dowry, perhaps?
Furry one's kind of clever, too. Could be.
That's a first.
We all get lucky sometimes, yes?
Everybody gets one.
Okay. I'm going to take a look at some of these other tombs.
Don't run off too far.
No.
Are you looking
before,
just at the closest?
Before you do that, I stop you and I say, let me check something, and then I will do my radar. Because I actually didn't even get a chance to start it, because everything just
That's fine.
Down.
How far is that again?
Five miles.
5 miles.
Yeah. Roll me a wisdom saving throw, Lucas.
You're temporarily blind from everything lighting up in your head.
It's a 9 plus 5. It's
14. So Unda has a seizure in front of you all.
That's foaming in the mouth.
It's less a question of what's undead down here. It's a question of what's not undead in the crypt in Ravenloft.
Right, but am I seeing them placed in rows like columns?
Yeah, like is every column got an undead in it?
No, but I think it would be hard for you to tell.
It's fair, but that's kind of what I was checking.
Right. The number of undead things down here is ridiculous.
Okay.
It is not like, boop, 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 every little guy in his compartment.
Am I seeing fiends as well in this building?
To be perfectly honest, I don't remember.
Reading.
That's what the spell tells me. This I should be able to differentiate.
I'm sure you probably see a fiend or two. I can think of one maybe fiend. A lot of crypts and mostly undead.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure there's probably one. I can think of one thing that is probably a fiend, so I'll give it to you. You see one little green light amongst like 85,000 red lights.
Cool.
So Unda just kind of turns in a circle going,
I feel like Professor X in The Thing, where you're seeing all the music.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. When you're inside Cerebro, that's what it looks like right now.
It's kind of cool.
It's Yes, it is.
Words. It's all kinds of words.
Usually you do this and I can count. Like with the Amber Temple, I could tell you where they are.
Sure.
Like, to say you see 50 is probably not an exaggeration. Or more.
Okay.
And he wanted to note, Jeff, one fiend. I'm not 100% sure it's a fiend, but I'm not going to dig through all the pages to find, so I'll just give it to him and say it's a fiend. So Unda's having a bit of a seizure and drooling as he turns in a slow circle.
Okay. I'm looking at tombs.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. So you're looking... you do notice that all the ones on the aisleways face into the aisleways. So she was on the most southwest one, and then there's one across from her, and they're the ones closest to the stairs leading up. So what other ones would you like to check? So you got like 5 within like 60 feet of you.
I'll head back towards the way we came.
Okay, so you're basically going across. You're not going up or down the hallway. You're basically going across the hallway.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure I'm describing this visually. I tried to find a map of this, and there was no map that didn't show all the fun bits.
How many rows did we pass?
I just read...
You would guess 4 or 5?
Okay.
I will be moving parallel to him, checking out, essentially, columns on the other side or whatever.
So he's going straight across right now, so the one right across from Petrina. So you're wanting to stay on the same side as the hallway and work your way east?
Yeah, whatever direction he's going, I'm going...
You're on the other side of the hallway. Yeah. Okay, so Davin walks across, and he sees a crypt. This crypt is actually... This is the hard part, because I wasn't sure with all the doorways and which ones are. This one actually has a... The door is off to one side, so you can see inside it's... Are you all right there? I haven't gotten to the spit take bit.
This is the international sign of choking. Do you need assistance?
Almost. I'm really sorry.
I'm just glad you're not choking to death. Oh. And it looks like you mostly missed the expensive mic, so that's nice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's really sad is if I had gone a little bit faster, this spit take would have been beautiful. Because the thing I was going to say is the slab has been laid off to the side. So it's not immediately identifiable at eye level what the plaque says. However, you do see it off to the side. So you just see the inside. It's laid out similar to the one for Petrina. Is it, you know, there's a 6-foot slab right in the middle. And you see the door laid off to the side. And it looks like something has recently been etched on it. Can you make me a wisdom saving throw as you look down at it?
Mm-hmm. 13.
So, not that anyone probably noticed, but you're going to stand there
for a minute. Do I get a bonus for stone cutting?
You're kind of sitting there going for a minute. It just everything kind of goes white as you read that nameplate. Pither.
Hello.
Next to Petrina's, you see one that says Sir Eric Vonderbucks.
Okay, not familiar, so on to the next one.
Perception check?
7 again.
Okay. Matt, what are you doing?
Am I under the impression that I don't have enough time to sit and meditate for a little bit? Maybe use a hit die?
I mean, potentially. It depends on what happens when he comes to and what he does, but sure.
That's what I plan on doing.
You're going to attempt to do that. We'll see how it goes.
I'm
going to
sit down near Petrina.
Yeah.
The regular pose.
Are you doing anything in particular?
And Jeff Jokey looks like he's saying something.
You have seen Casimir prepare spells before? If she is preparing spells, you know that it'll take about that long.
Yeah. And that's what I was assuming. I just didn't... If I thought anything in the area would change.
We don't know yet. Unda, what are you doing?
I'm taking the end of my bow and like sifting through these coins to see if anything else is hidden underneath them.
Okay. Make me a perception roll. We'll say this takes you a few minutes. You're not 13. Finding anything, but is that a lot of money? You don't see anything.
There's platinum pieces in there?
There are platinum pieces
I'll
in there.
I'll pocket some platinum.
this is a little bit longer of the bit. We'll get... Troy goes down to the next one, then?
Yep.
Troy, will you make me a wisdom saving throw?
9.
You hear a sudden scream of surprise out in the hallway.
Okay. I poke my head out, and... Pither?
You see Pither sort of, like, just staring face first at the crypt he's staring at, and you see Davin across the hallway staring at the floor at the door of that crypt. And they're both sort of just motionless. Bleached white faces, as best as you can tell, because you can't see, because you don't have a torch or anything.
I mean, there's nothing I can do. I'm just kind of looking back and forth.
He has no desire to go and look at anything. Yeah. So
I knocked an arrow.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.